Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
on one note, I'm very proud of us because we're back to recording on Mondays.
Yeah.
This is originally how it's been. We need to keep it this way. Quarantine's really gotten to our heads and we're making up our own schedules these days. And it's mostly me. I'm going to just throw that out there, but it's fine. We're back. We're back on Monday also. In the spirit of quarantine, and like I was texting Taryn and she was like, hey, do you have your story? I was like, almost. I have them like saved. I just need to pick like which one I want to talk about today. Yep. And then I messaged her back and I'm like, okay, like I'm ready whenever you are. And I go to our closet, which if you didn't know, like we're recording in a closet, quarantine closet. So I go and I sit here and I'm doing my own thing because I'm like answering emails and stuff and I don't even realize, but it's like a half hour goes by. And then,
was it really that long?
And then Taryn like walks up and was like, I fell asleep. And if that's not the most quarantine mood I've ever heard, I don't know what it is.
I'm going to be honest. I'm a little unwell right now. You know, when you like wake up frantically, like it was that feeling and I was kind of like, wait, what day is it?
You probably haven't felt that in a while.
Yeah. And then I walked in and she's like sitting here, clearly like been here. So then I felt bad, but I'm like, I totally feel like sleep hungover, you know?
That's the worst. I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry, or you're welcome for whatever comes today.
Yeah. Maybe we'll tap into a brand new side of Taryn we've never heard before.
Oh, also, what? Happy May the 4th.
Happy May the 4th.
I wish there was like a Star Wars sounding sound effect.
I mean, I could text you really quick.
Text me?
Yeah, because your phone has Star Wars.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Okay. Hold on. May the 4th be with you. There we go. I woke up and looked at Taryn. I was like, hey, do you have a May the 4th post yet? And she was like, no,
it's in progress. Don't you worry.
Is it Taryn?
I mean, in my mind.
Not yet. Oh my gosh.
Well, hey everybody. I hope you all are doing well. It's weird because we just recorded an episode yesterday.
Yeah, we're trying.
We just want to give a shout out to Mark.
Can we, guys? It's just so weird not having seen him or talked to him in such a long time, like face to face. But he's really been putting up with us because we just completely disregarded any form of scheduling in any way.
Yeah.
We've been giving him our episodes very last minute.
Literally, because he's the one who like edits, puts them together. And usually we record Monday for the following Monday. So he has a full week. Do you want to tell the story, Ash?
I was just emphasizing.
He has a full week to get it together and like whatever. We've literally, I think the past 2 weeks, we sent him the episode for Monday, like Sunday midday.
Yeah. Not even so a full 24 like, hours.
No. And I've been sucking at putting up our YouTube videos. Like, we've just been a hot mess. So we just wanted to give a quick shout out to Mark.
To the real MVP out there.
Everyone in your cars, your bathrooms, your houses, just take a second to clap with us.
Oh my God.
Can I please just find just it?
One more. There we go.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
You're the real MVP.
We don't deserve you.
We love you.
But we appreciate you.
Okay, thanks. Ash, thank you.
I let it happen. I didn't last even go week, like this.
She slapped me and then put her entire calf to block me from the buttons. So I appreciate you. Anywho, I honestly, I feel very out of sorts right now. So we'll see how this goes. But
if you don't follow us on our socials, please follow us on our socials. We have Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We have our own personal Instagrams. Mm-hmm. It's at Taryn Renee and at Ash Nicole underscore XO. We hate the XO, but we're going to move on from that. We're going to be doing some live soon and possibly some fun YouTube videos just because why the hell not? We got nothing else better to do.
I know right now, you know, you don't see us on our YouTube videos, but we mentioned last week,
which means also we got to do it,
that we want our YouTube to be a platform for you guys to connect to each other. Maybe even giving like advice you would have given on the episode. Yes. We're definitely going to start popping in to answer comments and stuff on there too. But we also, you definitely should subscribe because we're going to start doing just random videos too. Like I think the first one should be coming soon, which will be fun. So that way you guys can just feel more connected with us and get to know us and see us in different ways too. Because we know you guys are all obsessed with us because they're so fun.
On a positive note, apparently, you know how Italy was the first to like go into lockdown?
Yeah.
They officially like started opening up stuff today.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations,
I know,
Italy.
I'm very excited for everyone. If you're listening and you're in Italy,
still be careful, but like,
cool. We're very excited for you. Yeah,
let us know how that is because I'm telling you, like, returning to real life is going to be interesting.
On a negative note, apparently Japan extended till May 31st.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because originally, do you think we're going to expand? I kind of do.
I've had multiple talks. I think mentally I'm preparing for May 31st.
Yeah.
Or some kind of extension like June, top of June or something like that, just because I don't want to get excited and it not happen. Also, I know people in Italy were taking it very seriously, whereas like people here necessarily aren't.
Yeah.
So I could see it being extended. So mentally, spiritually, emotionally, I'm just really preparing myself for the full extension just in case so that I'm not blindsided by
Very, like, I adapt pretty well to stuff. Mm-hmm. So, like, this is just life now. Like, I'm not looking forward to being different. Like, I've just accepted that this is my life.
This is how it is.
So if quarantine just continues forever, I mean, I'm there.
Yeah.
In a weird way. So
I don't know if any of you guys follow Britney Spears, but I'm a huge...
Oh my gosh.
I mean, I've always loved Britney Spears. I was in that generation that grew up with her. But her on social media
is just
as of late is like the highlight of my day is when she posts because it brings so much joy to me.
Yep. Ashley like she shows me her videos frequently.
She has been, I mean, I don't know what's happening with her, guys. I love her so much and I don't mean this in a rude way in any way, but I feel like she's really going through it right now. She's possibly spiraling. Something's going on and I'm just so intrigued and invested to like find out what it is. But her recent post of her back in her gym, she's simply just standing there with her super low rolled up Sophie shorts.
And her like low rise is not
she never
let it go.
Mm-mm, no,
like from when it was popular
we've been in like
now.
The 90s high rise for a good at least five which, solid years
can
now.
Can we just
the Lord. We just high-fived. Go us.
High-waisted is my best friend.
I mean, can we just, it's really unfortunate that we had to go through high school with the low rise.
I know.
With the muffin tops.
It's horrible.
It was just the least flattering thing on 90% of women's bodies.
Yes.
Like it was not cute. So, yeah, I cannot thank whoever decided to bring the high rise back.
Yeah, no.
Can't thank them enough.
Thank you so much.
Just in time. Just okay. in the nick
Continue,
of time.
Though. Her low rise. She's
yes.
standing
so
in her
she was
gym.
Standing and she was explaining how she hasn't been working out in her gym for the past, you know, it's been like 6 weeks. And she just casually says, I accidentally burned my gym down. She says, I had a couple of candles lit and and I lost it. Oh, and I was Brit. Just like, man, 2020. Was the year for everyone. It was such a rough year.
All of us.
Including just, Britney Spears.
We lit a candle and then the world burned down.
And then the world burned yeah. down.
No, it's so true. Yeah, she's such a mood always. Definitely big fan.
I've been following her court cases like crazy. There's also a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's
oh my
right.
God. What is it called?
I don't know, but I remember. There's so many conspiracies about Britney and like what's going on and is she okay? Who's in control of her? And so it's really sad if you like just think about it, because obviously like something's going on, but it is very interesting hearing people like go ham for it, you know?
So the podcast is Britney's Gram. This is one of our producers at Studio 71 actually like told me about this, and I was like, oh, I'm going to listen to it right away. They have an episode called hashtag free Britney, and they go into detail about her life and like what the court cases are consisting of and her like fighting for her freedom Dang. Of life and stuff. And it was actually the most interesting story. Like I had this vision, an idea of something similar to this, but hearing all the details was kind of terrifying. And I was like, oh my God, poor Britney.
I mean, I feel like you hear so much of that coming out now of these artists who you're like, yeah, they always seem kind of off, or like they disappeared for a while and then all of a sudden they get broken out of these like horrible toxic like contracts. And then they're like, yeah, like this was going on. I didn't even own my music. I didn't own this. Yeah. I couldn't do this. Like all this stuff. And it really is sad, because you know that they were just young kids who like got approached with these like opportunities and were like, oh my God, I get to live my dream. Yeah. I'll sign whatever. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
And they were just, you know, babies. They didn't know. And people didn't talk about this kind of stuff back then. Especially like Taylor Swift's documentary on Netflix.
Oh yeah, that was fascinating.
She was talking about how it's a very common understood thing that the second you become a celebrity, not you know, a quick minute celebrity, like an actual traditional celebrity, you're
like
supposedly
us.
like us.
Just kidding.
Because it is such a shock and a huge monumental change in your life, you're stunted at that emotional age. Yeah. And can we just take a second to think about how Britney talks?
Yeah. No, it's true. And we've talked about this before.
Like she's
trauma,
still in her early 20s.
With any type of like trauma or a big shift like that, you do get stunted. Usually it's like emotionally and mentally.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, like I've dealt a lot with, you know, kids who, they're maybe 5 in age, but they had an emotional trauma at like 2. Mm-hmm. So it's like they're still not potty trained. They still cry hysterically if like
throwing tantrums
something happens.
And, stuff.
And it's like, but you can't address them at 5 years old when we're trying to like get them to catch up.
Yeah.
So it is, I mean, it makes sense. Well, and even like Justin Bieber talked about that too, like the whole endorphin levels, like going out on a stage where there's literally thousands and thousands of people cheering for
Nothing
you.
Nothing can top that.
And you go to that to then being like alone to then this and the constant, like you're not getting sleep, you're constantly doing this, like how much that like severely messes with people.
Yeah. And if you're starting at such a young age.
Yeah. But I think people are naive and they're like, oh, all these famous people are like, you know, committing suicide or have drug issues, like what do they have to be worried about? And it's like, I don't think we really realize all of the stuff that comes with it.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's a completely separate category of worries that come with it that we will just, as like normal people, we'll never experience. We'll never get it, you know?
Yeah.
We have other things to worry about. We like have our own category.
Falling asleep and being slightly intoxicated. That's how I feel. I literally am like, where am I? I look like a mess. Remember when I was like, oh, I'm going to get ready and cute today before we record. Lol. Okay. Maybe I should go first to like, just like push through.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So this story, or this email, is titled, hello. I'm only responsible for what I say, not for what you understand.
Ooh.
I was like dying. Hammer drop. Drop the hammer.
Boom.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
This is from Anonymous. Hi, ladies. I hope you are getting along in quarantine. We have been getting along.
We've been doing great.
We actually had a moment the other day. Ash was barbecuing.
Wait, can we take a second?
What?
Guys, I'm becoming a barbecue queen.
She's becoming a stay-at-home dad.
Is what's happening.
Is what's happening.
I have been, just because, especially now that California is officially like entered into like the hot season, we've been spending as much possible time as we can out in the sun because it just feels so good and it feels less like quarantine. And so because of that, I've been like, hey, let's grill everything. If we're having tacos, I'm like, let's grill it. Well, if we're having burgers, I'm like, grill.
Nights have been prime.
Yeah.
Like there's a tiny, tiny chill in the air, but not really.
It's genuinely, and it's between beautiful. Like 6 and 7:30.
Is that
like
coffee?
Yeah.
Can I have a sip?
It's cold, but yeah.
Is it like your coffee?
It's
like
my
strong
coffee. Yeah.
Oh my God. So strong. Okay.
But basically, whenever I do decide to barbecue, I'll plan it like right in between that Darren's face. From my coffee.
I felt it.
I wish we could take a picture of our like morning coffee.
No,
hold
don't
on.
Take a
There's
photo
a couple
of me.
Stories I need to get to. Her coffee, she'll come downstairs, she'll make an iced oat latte with like vanilla.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful and it's
it is
frothy and it's milky what? And creamy. And then I'll go down there and I'll grab like the strongest Nespresso
because
pod.
Because you're a dad.
I'm a dad.
You drink your coffee
black. I'm 100%
black.
A dad.
You like to grill in your Crocs.
The Crocs are a new addition. That's just like the cherry on top.
She walks in the other day and is like, guys, I got a new pooper scooper. And I'll find her frequently in the backyard just like scooping.
Someone has to do it, Taryn.
I know, you're a dad.
Someone has to do
Thank
it.
Thank you.
So anyways, yeah, that's our coffee.
Yeah.
And I'm going to digress from the coffee story to bring you back to us barbecuing outside. We've been barbecuing at like twilight and it's been beautiful. It's
gorgeous.
It's been like, we'll have like the lights, the patio lights on and the sun will be setting and it's like blue and pink skies and the birds are chirping. Cause for whatever reason, we live in
birds
a very bird
a
chirpy
lot,
neighborhood. And we've just been vibing with the barbecue and that's all I wanted to say about that. Continue into your story. We really went on a tangent there.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? I don't know. How did we?
You said barbecue.
Oh. So we were sitting out. You were barbecuing. I put music on my phone and I was just like sitting out keeping you company. Uh-huh. And you were like saying basically that you were like, it's so weird that, you know, first we were like, ooh, is moving in together? Great idea. Yeah. Like, do we want to risk our friendship? I remember this conversation now. And then it was like, oh God, we're going to be quarantined together. Like, I'm going to get sick of you.
And working together.
And then you were like, I legit am like, loving that we're just having this moment together and spending time. And I was like, no, seriously, there's days where I'll isolate and then I'm like, where's everyone? I miss them. Yeah. And it's so cool. Like, it really, so you said, I hope you're getting along. And I just want to say,
we are
actually thriving.
You're right. I had a moment where I was like, it was just me and Taryn sitting outside while we were cooking. And,
Don't say we. It was you.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to include you.
I don't need the credit. It was all you.
I was cooking and we were sitting out there and I was like, oh, I love this. Just the two of us out here right now. And then I said that and I was like, wow, we're doing really good considering, really, you know, I feel like a lot of people were like, oh, a lot of people are going to get divorced or a lot of babies are going to be made.
But there have been a lot of breakups. Yes. Have you noticed?
I just want to say,
this is great for us.
I just want to say, I feel like I'm talking to multiple people that have broken up with their, you know, significant other or like a lot of dramas going down. And it's like, wow, go us for really hanging in there. But to our defense, like, I think we set up like a prime schedule.
Yeah.
And that's what got us through it.
I'm saying it's great for us because that means there's going to be more men.
Oh, hey.
Available.
Hey.
And I'm great. I'm thriving.
Hey, fellas.
We're here.
See you after all this is done.
Please heal correctly so we don't have to deal with your baggage.
Side note.
Anyway, so yeah, we're thriving. Thanks for asking. Who is that? Is that Chloe?
Chloe's standing at the door.
Chloe, you want it out, girl.
Our dogs, guys, they have to be included during our recording.
Next level. Okay. I'm so sorry for sniffing in the mic. Okay. I have spent my quarantine listening to your podcast, watching YouTube, and binge watching Grey's Anatomy. Lol.
You know, I've never watched Grey's.
Really?
I've watched episodes, but I never got into it.
See, I got invested, and everybody who's watched it will know what I'm talking about, but I won't say it for people who haven't watched it. Mm-hmm. There was, you know, those shows that were super popular and then something happened and then it's like, literally when it happened, I was like, I'm no longer interested.
I don't care anymore.
If this particular thing is not here, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me with Grey's Anatomy. But anyways. Okay.
I feel like so many shows like that.
Yeah.
Specifically like CW shows.
Why?
There's always a like transition period where something dramatic happens and then you just don't care anymore.
Yeah, I'm done. Anyways, but there's also something else I've been dealing with in quarantine. I know in your most recent podcast, you talked about how you would like some uplifting stories, but I feel many other people are going through this and it needs to be addressed, which, girl,
love that.
Fully agree. My friend of 3 years became my boyfriend. Cute.
Oh, I love that.
Like, I love that, but like, I don't see that happening for me.
Well, you have to have a best friend, guy friend first.
I don't really have best guy friends anymore. Mm-mm. Yeah, it's weird.
Same.
I used to have literally only guy friends.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens. Everyone gets older. They start getting married. And then
I think it was, when I got my relationship, I kind of stopped.
Oh, you did it.
And then that made me realize, like, I don't want to keep investing in guys if, like, you're not the ones that I'm going to, like, go over and spend the night at your house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Yeah. Okay. We've only been dating for 3 months, but it feels like we've spent our whole life together. We both are living at our own homes during this situation. I've been blessed with an amazing, loving, supportive family. He, on the other hand, has not. He's been diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and bipolar disorder. He has struggled with mental illness his whole life, and his family never understands what he's going through and can never help him. These past few months have been really hard. All of his issues have one same trigger, his family. Dude, I've read a few posts and I've been thinking about this a lot lately, But all of the people who their family is toxic, or, you know, like even people who deal with abuse from family and they don't have that escape anymore, that's really been like heavy on my heart lately. Mm-hmm. I cannot imagine just being stuck in that.
Yeah. For a long time.
It's been what? We're past 50 days now, right?
Yeah, we're at 52, I think.
Ugh, it just breaks my heart. His parents expect so much of him, especially since he's the oldest. His parents get mad at him for the smallest things. His family never listens when he talks, and he doesn't feel loved. He doesn't want to see a therapist, and he doesn't want to talk to anyone except for me about his problems. This puts me in a very stressful position. I'm not a therapist, and I can only do so much. Sometimes I tell him that, but that only makes him feel worse because then he thinks he's too much to handle and that I should, quote unquote, break up with him. I'm debating emailing a counselor at our school that he has seen before. When I brought up the idea to him, he didn't like it. My sister, who has some experience with stuff like this, has been helping me. But again, there's only so much we can do. I love and care for him so much, and I just want to see him happy. I'm reaching out to you to see if you have any advice on how I can help him, or really just to have people to listen to me. I love what you ladies are doing, and I look up to you. Love, Anonymous. Oh, that's heavy.
That breaks my heart.
I know, it's so heavy. This one kind of like grabbed me when I read it, just because I've had experiences both in friendships and in a relationship where I was the like confidant, like mm-hmm. I was the person that they came to that, you know, it was made very clear, like, I don't want to talk to anybody else about it. And I've shared before about like a friendship where that it really like dragged me down too. And obviously, like, I'm not going to share any details because I still respect my ex a lot, but he had a specific thing he was going through. And I think because like I tend to step in and like want to help people, mm-hmm. I tend to become the fix, right? Like, yeah. Like, oh, like, let me help you through this, whatever.
Their problem becomes your problem.
Yes. But in this specific instance, like I became almost like a therapist, an accountability partner, a everything. So in that whole process, what ended up happening is I became so involved, and then it becomes this really weird dynamic where because you are the person that's supposed to be helping, mm-hmm. you feel like your feelings aren't valid, right? Because you just need to be there for them and be there at a moment's notice, and everything they're sharing, even if it's hurting your feelings, you can't really express your own things because you're trying to be there for them.
Right.
And it becomes heavy. Like yeah. It becomes really just all consuming. And so I think that's one of the reasons like my heart broke for you, is because I've felt that before where you don't know your role anymore and you don't know how to act normal and you're kind of tiptoeing, and then you start to have some really valid needs that come up because yeah. being with someone who does have, you know, is dealing with mental issues and depression and anxiety, like it's heavy for the other person too. Mm-hmm. So instead of like it being this equal thing where you're both getting needs met, it becomes you needing to ignore yours to deal with his, which is going to start putting you in a spiraling low.
Yeah.
That is very hard to get out of.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to acknowledge, like, first of all, that is a very, very hard situation to be in.
Yeah, that's heavy.
And I think a lot of times when you share stuff like that, people are like, okay, well, obviously he's dealing with a lot. Like, can't you just be there for them? But I think it's really important to validate too. Like, it's heavy for like all people involved.
Yeah. I think with stuff like this, especially if you are choosing to take that burden on to yourself as well, and really like carry that for your person that you're trying to help, it's important for you to have someone that you have on your side as a confidant as well.
Oh, I totally
so
agree.
The same way that you like stepped up and helped your person who is struggling with this by putting on that burden, now you're struggling with it too. And you need someone just as much as they, your person needs someone. So I think it's important that you don't have to tell the whole world. You don't even have to tell someone that you know, like you could find a therapist that you could talk to. But ideally, I think in these situations, it's best to have a friend who knows you, knows them, loves you both, but that you can talk to and that can encourage you and strengthen you, but just you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, no, I think that's so important. And actually, you just like triggered something in my mind. I've actually heard of, and I don't think this is something that like is super common, but I had a friend who was with someone who had a lot of issues and like refused to go to counseling. Mm-hmm. So she started going to counseling and the therapist basically like was helping her help him.
Yeah.
But with making sure she was okay too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's also an option. If he's afraid of counseling, you can say like, hey, like, I'm going to start going too. Like, you know, and maybe that'll help him to feel more comfortable.
Also, I know it's not ideal, but I've heard of people going to counselors together. Obviously married couples, but I've even known friends that went as encouragement.
Even just for the first one to be like, hey, like, I'll go with you. Like, you know what I mean?
My mom did it once for one of her friends who was just needed a little support, you know, and she just went and sat there and talked a little bit, but not really. It was for her friend, you know, and I think there's comfort in that, and that's totally fine. I think
that's great. Yeah. But I do think like he needs to get help. And I think there needs to be a distinction between like, I can't help you in the way that you need. Like, I can be here for you. I can support you. And I think if you approach it in a way of like, cause he then goes to like, oh, I'm too much, break up with me, where it's like, okay, right up front, I'm not trying to break up with you. Like, I, in fact, like, love you so much that, like, I need you to get help because I care about you that much, you know? And I think if you really talk to him about that of, like, I want to be here to support you, but I need to make sure, like, I'm healthy too. And right now I'm feeling like I can't give you what you need. And that's in turn making it really hard for me because I feel like I'm failing you.
Yeah.
So like, let's figure this out together. Like, I'm here for you. I can support you in any way through this process. But at the end of the day, I mean, me and Ashley all the time, like, there's only so much people can do who don't specialize in that besides like love and support, you know? Yeah.
People are only capable of so much. And if it helps for like a visual, like it's kind of like we're all like, picture us as all like a glass of water. His glass is like overflowing. He can't handle it anymore. He needs help. So you come in and you come in next to him and you start like
taking out
some of that water and putting it in your own glass. But the problem is eventually you're going to overflow too.
Yeah.
And it's not healthy for either of you. It's kind of like the whole airplane when the mask drops, you have to put it on yourself.
Oh my gosh, I love that
before
analogy.
You put it on to the person next to you. So I love the fact that you love him enough to go over there and start shoveling water into your bucket. That's like, I think that's true love. I think that's loyal. And I think that's beautiful. But that's not going to last forever. There's a small window of time where you're capable of doing that until you need someone too. So I think the ideal situation is for him to find a professional that can help him with the heavy stuff. And then you can be there as emotional support. And in that category, you are capable of doing that and only that, you know?
And I'm wondering, cause I mean, obviously this is me just like reading between the lines, but he might feel like his issues are not important or big enough because it sounds like his family is very dismissive of him. Like, like get it together. You're the oldest, like doesn't acknowledge him.
Also, so, I think a lot of times the family gets kind of desensitized to the situation.
Well, I mean, I feel like but he has like a diagnosis. They're used to it, so you would think like there'd be some empathy there, but who knows? People are the worst sometimes. But yeah, if he feels like he's not really validated, he might have that fear of going to counseling. Well, I'm just going to go in there and tell me I'm fine. So yeah, I would really work with him on the beauty of counseling and how great it is and how many things are out there where, you know, there's literally texting places, calling places, whatever. Also, I would, if his family is his trigger and he's completely emerged in it, I feel like for me, that would help me to be like, okay, it's really bad right now, but that's understandable. Like he's surrounded by it.
Yeah.
So I would just, you know, continue to like love him, but hopefully this whole stupid craziness is going to stop semi soon. And then, you know, but that doesn't dismiss that there still is an issue there. So like hold on and know that like it's bad right now, but understandably, but also I think really work with him on, you know, and tell him, be like, hey, you love me, right? Okay, so say for instance, I broke my leg and every time I take a step, I'm like cringing and I'm in so much pain, but I'm like, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's go for a jog. You would tell me like, hey, you need to go get help. Off. Like I down. Can't watch you in pain and I can't fix your leg because I don't know how.
And I can't run with you when you clearly can't run.
Yeah. So it's like you would love me and you would see me in pain and know that you can't fix me the way a professional would. So that's what I'm feeling. Yeah. And yeah, it's like, okay, a broken leg, but it's like, no, mental disorders are just as serious. Yeah,
that's what's so complicated about it.
I think you need to just try to like help him to see the other way around, you know?
No, that was great.
But I'm so glad you wrote in, Anonymous, and I hope this has helped. And definitely make sure you're taking care of yourself too, especially since you do have the space of quarantine. You know, have extra spa days.
I mean,
do what you got to do.
Do what you got to do.
Continue talking to your sister and talk just to getting
as many
things
people
out.
As you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the saving grace right there. That's what's going to help. But thank you for being vulnerable with us. We really appreciate it. And I think in a lot of ways, that's very relatable to a lot of people that are stuck in quarantine with people that they don't necessarily would prefer to be stuck in quarantine you know?
Put your mask on first.
Your mask on first. Take care of yourself first and then help others. Wow, I love that. That was great.
Yeah.
Should we do a tearing it up?
Sure. Do you want me to do my tearing it up?
Yes.
Okay. She said yes.
You have such a soothing voice.
Really? I feel like I sound half asleep. No?
Nah.
Nah. Okay. Feel like this tearing it up is very relatable. It actually isn't titled tearing it up, but I think it was meant to be a tearing it up.
I'm sure it was. And if any of you guys aren't aware, Taryn and I created a segment called Tearing It Up, named after Taryn, of course.
Hello.
She has a lot of hilarious stories where she's done a lot of embarrassing, awkward things. And it became this kind of running joke that people would send in a story that was sounding something like Taryn would do.
Yep.
And so we've titled it Tearing It Up, and you guys submit embarrassing, awkward, funny stories. Yeah. And it's been great as kind of like an icebreaker or like a little pick me up in between more heavier topics, you know? So
yeah, no, love it.
Let's get into it.
All right. Hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hey.
I have been listening to your podcast for a while now, and I love it. It cheers me up and cures my boredom. So the story I wanted to tell you guys cracks me up every time I retell it. So with everything that is going on in the world right now, my school has moved to distance learning. For all of our classes, our teachers set up a Google Meet for all the students. We are supposed to join at the time allotted for the meeting and turn off our cameras. We are also only supposed to turn on our microphones if we have a question, which I was like, that's cool that they can like just silence out. Cause I know a lot of ones I've heard, they like have to have their camera on so the teacher can see them.
Yeah, I feel like I can see both ways, because if I could see my friends, you know, like looking stupid or making funny faces, that would be a huge distraction for me.
Yeah, but if I knew I could turn my camera off and my mic,
I would
knock
just walk
out.
Away. Yeah.
I'd be
it's
like,
hard.
I'm gone.
Pros and cons. I guess it depends on the class.
Yeah,
if you
yeah,
have
yeah.
a more like serious students or
yeah, totally. Students. So I casually joined my science class Google Meet for that day, and the teacher starts to give instructions. Everything is going fine, and I think it is just another normal call. The teacher tells us that we can leave the call if we want to, and usually at this time, I would leave the call and continue my work. But today, of all days, I decided to stay for an extra 5 minutes. I start doing my work with the call still going on in the background. People are asking questions and everything seems normal. Then I see that my friend has his mic on. Usually he doesn't like to talk on these calls, so I'm a little confused. He's mumbling and no one can really understand what he's saying. And the things that you can understand don't make sense at all. I start to comprehend what's going on and I think he's talking to his friends and playing a video game. At this point, everyone is telling him that his mic is on and I am literally crying tears of laughter. This science teacher is very strict and nobody really likes her. I'm still texting him at this point and I don't think he's going to check his phone anytime soon. His mic is still on and he says, guys, the science teacher is being so annoying today. I kind of effing hate her.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine?
Oh my God, that'd be my worst fear.
So horrible.
The teacher just like erupts with anger.
Yeah. First of all, it's not nicer, but yes. The seventh grade science teacher that nobody likes starts yelling.
Yeah, I'm sure.
This is when he finally realizes what's happening. He tries to apologize, but the teacher is raging. This is unacceptable behavior. I do not appreciate the things you are saying about me, she says. And I cannot stop laughing. The teacher says she's going to give him detention when we go back to school. I kind of feel bad for him, but at the same time, I will never stop making fun of him for this. Thank you guys so much and keep doing what you do. Thanks, Anonymous.
Part of me is like, is so bummed for students that are having to go through this. But the other part is like, how fun to like, have to experience this. And, you know, this is something you're going to tell your kids, your grandkids. Yeah. You're going to be talking about this semester of school for your entire life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can't imagine the stories that must have happened of like, you know, maybe even teachers accidentally leaving their mics on or, you know, just like, I'm sure it's happened.
Even on Ellen's Instagram, Tiffany, I don't know how to, is it Haddish?
Yes.
She was saying that she did her first like Zoom meeting and she thought she had it where it's like the one camera up and then there's like everyone's little at the bottom.
Yeah.
She thought that meant that that was the only thing you could see was the one.
Yeah.
So she took her computer or her phone, whatever, into the bathroom and started going to the bathroom. And then everyone was like,
no,
Tiffany, like we can see you. And she's like, what? You guys can see me?
I was just on a couple weeks ago. I had a meeting that was a video chat and it's whoever talks is who you see.
Yeah.
So I kept having to remind myself, even though I wasn't talking, that they could see me.
Yeah.
You know, because I didn't see me.
It's crazy.
So, but I'm like, no, they can.
So good.
They can still see me, especially if I move at all. So.
Oh, good times.
All of you guys doing meetings, Zoom call
meetings
and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Check your camera before
keep
you
your
start
clothes
playing
on,
Fortnite.
Keep your pants on. Don't go pee.
Yep.
In public.
Yeah.
It's still not okay.
Still not okay. Hello, everyone. It's Taryn
and Ashley
from Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. We're going to go ahead and get into my story.
I'm very excited to just relax.
Poor Taryn, guys. She's really...
Dude, I don't know what's wrong. I'm not usually like this.
You're really going through it right now.
Certain naps, I must have woke up on the wrong REM cycle.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. We've all been there. Okay. This one is titled, I Never Thought I'd Be the Other Woman.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. This one's short, but yeah, we'll just get right into it.
Cool.
Hi, Ashley and Taryn.
Hi.
Today, I'm writing to you out of total heartbreak and needing to get this out. Even if you don't read it, I don't have anybody to talk to, so this will be a nice release. I have been in Alaska on a seafood processing vessel for the last 4 months.
Wow.
About 2 weeks in, an older man had started flirting with me, and he was really, really attractive. He was the first person to actually treat me well and seemed genuinely interested in getting to know me. We ended up getting together, and almost right away, he made it clear to me that he's not playing around and would like to be in a relationship.
Wow. What's that like? Just upfront intentions. What's that like? Usually it's like, oh my God, I think he likes me. And then just gone.
Silence.
Gone.
That he doesn't want to just be FWB or have me leave him after the work season is over. What is FWB?
Honestly, I don't know, but I'm assuming maybe like
sleeping together,
F boy, or like,
yeah, some kind of,
it's probably something naughty.
We're officially getting old. Someone educate us. What does that mean?
No, don't educate us. I don't want to know.
Well, we have been together ever since then. January 8th was the official date, and I came home on April 10th due to health things, something I would also like to email about, but I'll leave that for another day. Literally just 10 minutes ago, a woman calls me and asks how I know him and if we're together.
Ten minutes before writing this,
a woman called her.
Oh my gosh. So she like instantly wrote to us.
Yeah, which
Oh my gosh. Girl, we got you.
Too.
Get into the story, Ash.
Okay. So I'm gonna say that again. Today, literally just 10 minutes ago, a woman called me asking how I know him and if we're together. I admitted to everything and told her that he had promised me that he wasn't with anyone, but I knew he had had 2 kids and their mom was in their lives. He told me he'd never been married and wasn't interested unless he knew for sure. I've been trying to call him, but in remote Alaska, there's almost no cell reception. However, he gets to call me almost every day. I'm feeling absolutely heartbroken, and the worst part is I feel like I'm not allowed to feel this way since technically I'm the other woman.
Ooh, girl, we're going to go in.
I genuinely feel so crushed as I felt so in love with him. He was the first person to ever make me feel truly beautiful and important, and now I just feel lost. Any words of advice would be greatly appreciated. Always, Alicia.
That's so sad.
That breaks my heart. So to recap, they had been dating for a few months. She came back top of April because of health things, but he's still there. Yeah. And that's when she finds out that he has a relationship with someone.
And she can't call him, but he can
she can't call her,
which makes sense.
Which that is true. My brother works out
in
Alaska too. And I mean, he has to call me 90% of the time because he's working and he can't get any cell reception. But baby girl, that is heavy. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
That means the world to us that you wrote right away.
I know, we're here.
I feel like
I'm glad we saw her email.
I feel like I've really begun to understand. I've heard you guys talk a lot in your emails about how writing it out has helped you. A lot of you guys will say, like, even if you don't read this, writing it out helped me process this a lot. And I feel like I'm starting to understand like how true that is. I've started journaling too. Finally, I've been journaling my whole life, but never consistently and never well. But I'm starting to really understand what you mean by that. I think it is therapeutic, and I'm so happy that you were able to write to us. I do want to make something very, very clear though. He lied to you and you didn't know. So you really did nothing wrong here.
Yeah.
I know technically the title is the other woman. But that doesn't mean that you did something horribly wrong. It means that someone lied to you and you had no say in the matter, obviously. I don't know you well, but judging off the email, probably wouldn't have gotten in a relationship with him had you known. So that doesn't make you an evil other woman. That makes you just out of the loop. You didn't know. So it's not your fault. Well, I understand that you might feel like it, especially if the woman called and if she was upset and angry. But in my eyes, you did nothing wrong. You did what was appropriate. What you thought was appropriate.
Well, even like women that get in these situations that do have previous knowledge, like it's such a hard thing, because when you like, you are only thinking about that guy, right? Like you're single and you fall for a guy. Usually those type of guys like know how to make you feel like you're everything. Mm-hmm. And there's this weird complex of like, oh, he's like choosing me. You know, even though he had someone or has someone, it's a really messed up like mental dynamic.
Yeah.
And I really feel for her, and I've shared before that I've been in this situation before. But it is like you feel so like dirty and just dropped after mm-hmm. everything, while this guy continues to go on in his own life. And then you feel like you don't have the right to be upset or to express any type of anger, because you're like, well, I'm just the other woman.
Yeah.
But it's so messed up, because you don't get to get closure. Like you don't get to get, you know, you were in a sense like cheated on too, because you thought you were in a relationship
emotionally.
So I just wanted, like Ash said, like I want to first of all say you have every right to be upset. You were betrayed. You were lied to. You were heartbroken. And it doesn't matter that you fall into that category of the other woman. You still are a human being who has a right to all of your emotions, and you got your heart broken. And I think you need to not like diminish that, because you're going to prolong your healing so much more. But I think you need to be okay and say like, no, this freaking sucks. Like, I got my heart broken. I got betrayed, and I have every right to feel all of these things. And I think you should make sure that you provide your space, whether that's writing a letter to him and never sending it, writing a letter and sending it, getting through somehow to that freaking boat and like going off on him, whatever you need to do to get your closure. Make sure you give yourself permission for that. But God, oh, it just sucks.
It's not fair.
It is the absolute worst feeling to just, you just feel thrown away.
Yeah.
Like I can't describe it. And nobody has empathy or pity for the other woman. They're always like, oh, this homewrecker or whatever. But a lot of times it's just an innocent girl who's like, I just liked him. Like, I just got into this situation. But in the end, it's like, oh, it's done.
Yeah.
Everyone's mad at you. And then, oh, go figure it yourself. Because heaven forbid, like, I can never talk to you again. You know what I mean?
And he sounds like a charming piece of you know? I mean, and I don't know him at all. And this is just me, like, coloring in the blanks. But he was going to be on a 4-month long fishing trip and saw a pretty girl. Like he very intentionally knew what he was doing in my head, and like pursued you very hard, made it very clear that he wanted something real. Like he knew exactly what to say to make you feel comfortable and safe with him. So in my head, like that's very malicious and manipulative. And I would say he's actually a lot scarier than just some guy looking to cheat around with, if that's how you felt. Because usually, you know, girls hooking up with a guy, like there's hookups where you're like, oh, that's not, you know, relationship material, but we're just hooking up. And then there's like where you think you are head over heels in love with someone. And that's scary, because he made you feel those real feelings. So he sounds terrifying, and I'm glad you're not with him. And I would, if you could, like Taryn said, let him have it in some kind of way. A letter, a phone call. I mean, you worked there. Maybe you could contact someone and have them drop off a letter for you, or get him on the phone and you can just like scream at him. Whatever you got to do, girl, you got to get those emotions dealt with. So,
yeah. And I think one of the things I want to just like make you aware of, It's, you know, people who've been cheated on, they have like trust issues that they have to deal with, right? And it makes sense. You're like, oh, of course I'm going to have trouble trusting someone. Mm-hmm. When you are the other woman, I hate freaking saying that, the other man, the other person, whoever. One thing I think you don't anticipate is the trust issues that come with that, because now you've seen how easy it is mm-hmm. for someone to have another life, but make you feel like you have everything. And when you start to piece together, like, oh my gosh, so that means he was calling her, then coming to me, and then this, and then you start to see how easy it is for people to just be sketchy, and it creates a huge trust void. So that's one thing I feel like I found the hard way after my situation was I was like, why do I not trust anyone anymore? Yeah. And then I realized it's because I've seen how easy someone can just manipulate a situation, you know? And so especially when you didn't even know there was another person. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's different when you go into a situation. It's like you ask for it to a certain extent. Yeah,
exactly. And that's what I mean. Like, I feel like if he's capable of this, it's almost like, I'm glad you're separated. I'm glad all of this went down the way that it did. And timing wise, I'm glad that you weren't anywhere near him, because he sounds terrifying.
Yeah. You're going to be fine in this, and you are going to find someone who's just leagues above this dirtbag. But I do want to say, like, that's why I'm saying you need to acknowledge that this was hard and give yourself space to heal and be ready for those areas to come up that you're like, well, I wasn't cheated on, but kind of you were. So it's, yeah. You know what I mean? So let yourself heal in all those areas.
Yeah, I think there's also like, there's so much we can learn from this. And you don't want to go overboard and start second guessing every date you go on. But also you can, this is a tool that you can now use when you do go out on dates with guys and you meet up with them maybe for the first time, to just be like, hey, are there any red flags? I've seen them before. I know what they look like. Yeah. And I'm not saying overthink it to the nth degree, but just be aware of those things so that when you see them, mm-hmm. you can recognize them
and walk away,
you know?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I think she mentioned like she has no one to talk to. That's another thing I would really work on, whether it's reaching out to someone professionally to talk to, or just really trying to, you know, get involved in groups, get involved in church if you're into that, like whatever it is. But I would really try to start forming connections with people, because life hands you so many cards, and you know, you want people there to experience good, but you also need people there to lean on in situations like this. Obviously we love you and we're here for you, but you need people that are in your life. Like, I don't know what I would do if I didn't have Ash to go to when I'm having a hard day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think you really need to put that at the top of your priority list. Like, start to find and cultivate genuine relationships with people you trust.
Yeah. I think that's the first step. I think people get really scared automatically, thinking that it has to be some kind of like group, or it has to be some kind of like group therapy situation, but it doesn't. It could just be hanging out with people, any kind of group. It could be a socializing group, anywhere where you can start creating connections with people. That's the first step.
Yeah.
Yeah, babe, I'm so sorry that you went through that, but I thank you so much for being vulnerable and sending this in. I know you are not the only person who has gone through this situation, and I know a lot of them are listening right now, and really appreciated you opening up and sharing your story.
We have an episode, I think it was called The Accidental Other Woman.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to that one, I would go back too, because it might be refreshing just to hear someone else's story of like, oh my gosh, like, you know, surprise. She went through this too. And I'm sure we probably said some of the same advice, but maybe there's some other little nuggets.
Maybe there's some gems in there that we didn't.
We were younger and, you know, more awake, some of us. thank you guys so much for writing in. And I love what that first one said. Like, yeah, we love the funny things. And I think it's good that we have a balance, because we want you guys to escape with us when you listen. But also, we know a lot of you are dealing with stuff, and our hearts are definitely out there for anyone going through stuff. Make sure you guys are putting your masks on first. and taking care of yourselves, and then in return, taking care of others.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Love you all. Oh, I have a dad joke.
Oh, yes, please.
Why did the picture go to jail?
Because he was framed.
Dang it.
Okay. Ooh, I got it.
What do you call a hippie's wife?
I want to say hippo, but that makes hippo. No sense. It's just the first thing that came to my head.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Did it? Yeah. That's a good one.
Do you want one more?
Yeah, I mean, why not?
What do you call a bear without any teeth?
Berry soft.
Very soft.
I don't know. It's the first thing that came to my head.
Very soft.
Just give me the right one,
I'll
Darren.
Give you a hint. It's your favorite airplane snack.
Beef jerky.
What?
Gummy bears. Oh, I don't know why. I just like immediately the first thing I was like, whatever the first thing that pops in my head, I'm gonna say it.
Beef jerky. Freaking stay at home dad for the win.
Beef jerky is like the worst snack to have on a plane.
Oh my gosh, it's so embarrassing opening it and everyone like,
knows what you're eating.
Who ate some type of spicy food and let one rip.
So bad. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
And love you all.
Love you all. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.